Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, I wish you all a happy Christmas. Welcome to what is His message. What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Yes, my brothers, my sisters, we are reflecting on the readings for Christmas Midnight Mass. First reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 9 verses 1 to 7. Our psalm for today is Psalm 96. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to Titus chapter 2 verses 11 to 14. Our gospel reading will be taken from Luke's gospel chapter 2 verses 1 to 14. The theme of our reflection is the eve of God's renewed love cry for man. This reflection was inspired by Saint John Paul II's concept on Catholic realism vis-a-vis the Incarnation and Geoffrey McLeod's realism, Incarnation, Relics and Body, Holy's Glasses. Christmas is a sentimental season, a moment of joy, love, and thanksgiving. However, my brother, my sister, we must not forget that Christmas embodies the realism of the Incarnation which brought our salvation. In other words, at Christmas, we are led into our guarded and assured contact with Mary, mother of the child born in a rock cave, Joseph of the house of David, who observed in silence the birth of Mary's child, and the shepherds close by who heard his wailing, the wailing of Mary's child, and received the good news of the newborn infant Savior. Thus, on Christmas Eve, we are made to feel the profound intimacy between the little infant Jesus and those who welcomed him, which renews the realism of the love affair between God and his people. Thus, as God's Advent people, we believe that the people that walked in darkness spotted the entry of the great light, the eternal Son of God, who became flesh and dwelt with us. Hence, on Christmas Eve, we cannot but re-examine the humble state of his birth, the cave stable where he was laid, wrapped in swaddling cloth, because there was no room in the town for his mother, Mary, and Joseph. For this reason, St. John Paul II says, from the beginning, the world showed itself inhospitable towards the God who was to be born as man. That reminds us of man's inhumanity and cruelty to man. Hence, today in our world, some are old, lonely, and sick. Some are hungry and have become inconsolable. And we know those crippled by abuse, injustice, and exploitation. However, Christmas calls to mind God the Father's solidarity with every man and woman, which he renewed in the birth of his Son. The Son of God was like us in everything except sin. However, he endured the menace of sin and death, which he ended on the cross. Thus, at his birth and on the cross, Christ revealed and renewed God's love for us. And he reminds us of God's desire to serve, to share, and to glorify the whole human race, especially sufferers of loneliness, bad leadership, political waywardness, and religious delusions. Thus, at Christmas, we are reassured that the Lord of hosts will break our yokes of suffering and grant us peace. In the meantime, St. Paul reminds us and says in today's second reading that our task is to be self-restrained and live good and religious lives into this world. However, the good news is that the Prince of Peace himself was born to express God's love solidarity with man, especially with those who have no place to lay their heads. The infant Jesus wailed for them, wailed for us. And because we are enjoying God's favor, we have been chosen, we have been called to herald God's cry for his people. And so, my brothers, my sisters, let us share God's wailing love. Let us share God's goodness today. Let us renew our love for him, renew our love for our loved ones. And may the Lord bless us all this Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.